Não, tirar grupo trata foi lá quase sendo saneio.
If you look at verse 9 to onwards,
eh? Verse 9 to
each is given those who are above
60.
Those who have been the wife of one man.
Nyabo kwete mkashi wa mulume umo.
Now look at verse 10.
Leshe ni verse 10.
She must be reported for good works.
Afire avakwa kuchalwa mirimo isuma.
What are the good works?
Mga mirimo isuma ninshi.
Paul also listed down a few of them.
Paulo atantika mirimo isuma imo imo.
So she must have been a caring mother who has brought up children. She has lodged strangers, you mean she has received strangers. She has washed the saints' feet. And she has helped those who are afflicted. She has to be what? Investigated if she really has done any good work. For a widow to be held at this time of
the
Paul also made it clear that the younger widow should not be held. Because younger widow obviously a younger widow might want to get married.
And mkamfuila mkashana kuta kabelwa kupana kabiri.
Especially a younger widow who does not behave herself well.
Makamaka mkamfuila mwaiche uyoshi baka umwine wino wino na kuisunga umwine wino wino.
She even cast off
First belief,
the faith. You find that when while giving the guideline that he was teaching the younger women at the same time.
Na wakashana wamkafula wakashana panjitema yune iyo alisambisha na Paulo na Timote.
So a younger widow should not be what? Should not be rumor mongers.
Mkamfuilwa wakashana tuwafuile wakuta tuwati sose sose fie.
Meaning that she should not go around spreading rumors.
Mkutila uyu mkamfuilwa tafuile awafie wa kapeta mulomo alelanda ukalanda kafawe.
Should not go around behaving like a busy body.
Tafuile avango mubiri wa kubomba bomba fiem.
So Paul says that this will give right to opportunity to the adversary to speak reproachfully.
If you firenga mulwani ukulanda if you be faliwene.
Paul desired that all the younger widows should get married.
Paulo atila bonse mukamfuilo wa abai chen gawakashana mukamfuilo wa abafuile ba ukwa.
Paul said, bear children and manage the house.
Abafuile ba fiala abana kabili nokulinda nangu kusunga mayanda yabo.
Give no opportunity to the adversary to speak.
Besuminisha mulwani kashita kakweta asusel muri bene.
So verse 16.
Verse 16.
If any believing man or woman has widows, let them relieve them, and do not let the church be burdened, that he may relieve those who are really widows.
Uwatitekela umwaume ademwa umwana kashi ngari nava mkamfuila afwe ulukuta lufwi. Ulukuta rifi fuilwa abafwe ulukuta luifinwa kuleka lulele avali wamukamfuilwa bene bene.
So you find that this section actually teaches us especially the church a very important lesson.
Apa pamunga ulukuta ulatisambilisha Paulo alatisambilisha isambilo likankala.
It is important for us to help.
Fuye ichaba ichikankala ifo kwa fuilisha.
Especially what to help one another.
Makamaka ukuya fuilisha umuntu umubiye.
In fact, the help must first be rendered to the household of the Lord.
Kuba fuilisha mfuye wababo. Waba wakuya kuba munganda ya mulu kuta ya kwa shikulu.
So if we do not help our own brothers and sisters,
nga tatuafu isheva mwenyine fwe,
then it's like we put the faith that we believe in to shame.
Kutuwa vika chisumino tuwa sumina mu kusekwa.
But in order to help, we must be careful as well. We must not, pamper a person to live, idly.
That fuele tuasumisho muntu wakutia ti aikala pita pende fio adechita yote chilonga inona nguluku tauli nokunja kwa awe.
Your help to a person must not send out a wrong signal to him.
Uba fuilisho kuyo muntu ya
If you know that a widow is capable of helping herself, and yet because of our help, she becomes an idle or lazy. In this way, that's why we find that the church must have wisdom to help. I think in order to help, we need to have a set of guidelines.
Nga tuafuilishe, tufuye tuakwata, ifidofi tufuye tuakonka.
Because, workers may differ in opinions with regards to helping others.
Pantu, awa mwumfi, kutubawa, awa pusana, munshila ya kuafuilishe, mo numbe, nanguwa mnine kwe.
So the best thing is what, you come up with a set of guidelines.
Ichintu chikankala, chakutila, tufuye tuakwata, amafunde moyo wetu akonka aya kwafundisha mwabantu.
Who is eligible to be helped?
Niani uye ne kwafundishwa.
Under what circumstances we can help a widow?
Nimushira nshe mutu ngafundisha mkamfuirwa.
We cannot simply use the finances of the church.
Tufuirwa wonfe fyo impia shalu kuta kuchwa mfya fyo bulukubuluki yo.
In some capital cities.
Bantu misumba shikalamba.
Like in London.
London
is like a world city, is a cosmopolitan city.
Pantu London ni nchende imwa wa fya bukumo.
Practically every month there are visitors from our church to come to visit the church.
Waba bantu abe isafuma mu wesa mfumo mulukuta lwesu.
Some come to London to seek for employment.
Some
come to London as a stopover so that they can go to, for example, to another place for further studies. In many cases, that they ask that the church would accommodate them.
Mshtaimo balomba ulukuta kutatulwa bafuisha ko kubasunga ko.
How are you going to do that?
Kutumashitashani.
People have to work.
Abantu bafuile babomba.
The brothers and sisters there have to work.
Bamnyine fuina bafuile babomba.
If you don't have a set of guidelines, you will create confusion. How long can they stay?
kuti vaekala nshikushinga nangu inge ikala muri kutamura yani nani.
Obviously the top priority is given to the workers of God and those who come to church to serve.
You
know, sometimes to avoid confusion in the church, it's good to have guideline. Which must be agreed amongst the workers. So that we don't give any room for anyone to criticize. So obviously I believe that Paul here is trying to help Timothy to set up a set of guidelines. For example, in the church.
Makamaka nango tucha kumwena po murukuta.
We said, who can speak on the pulpit? Obviously the person must have the Holy Spirit. Must have a good reputation.
We
also said that he must be baptized at least for 3 years. You find that all these guidelines must be agreed amongst the workers.
You
may say, why is the church become so legalistic? If there isn't a set of guidelines there, then how are you going to manage the pulpit ministry?
You
create more confusion than good. Sometimes we need wisdom to deal with church matters. We find that confusion and conflict arise because many a time we are not able to manage what the matters of the church well.
Right?
Well, that's the reason why you see this set of guidelines here. I think as the church begins to expand, you need guidelines as
well.
So let's say you have many churches. For example, you talk about how to use the finances of the church. Let's say you have sufficient fund in the future.
There
are pastors who want to build church buildings. Again, you need a set of guidelines. How are you going to help them? Under what circumstances you should help them? If you don't think through them in the future, you will be in trouble. Because anyone can come to what? Your so-called coordination board,
yeah?
We move on. The last section is about how to respect the elderly. Why is it that here Paul talks about the elders, how to respect the elders?
Nisha Paulo alela ndila fya kuchindika abakalamba.
Bishops or overseers.
Wakangadila nango bishopo.
Because Ephesus is a place where there were quite a number of elders.
Bantu mu Ephesus. Mwari abakalamba abenge.
Now verse
17.
Let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrines.
Abakalamba, abateka bwino bwino, balingwe aba wamino muchinshu, ubiri pari pari bufi, abachuchutikile chevo chas, ichevo nesambirisho.
Actually, this is true. Huh? Those who labor in the word and doctrine, they shall be what? They shall receive double honor.
Na baba chuchutika mucheva na masambirisho bafuire ba pokelela muchinshi ukuchila po.
Now the point I want to make is this.
Chinjo chom fuire na landa po afaniche.
If you are the one who labors, labors in the word and doctrine.
Gani mwemu chuchutika mucheva na mufya lembwa.
You should not ask to be honored.
Tamufuile mwalomba kutila vamichindike.
This honor will be given to you insofar as you are faithful, you are humble in what? In teaching the word of God and the doctrine of God.
Uyo muchishu ilapelwa fekuri baimwe. Ilo mwaba aba chetekelwa, aba muchishu, aba ichindika, kaba kabiri.
You cannot use this verse to, you know, to force people to honor you. Just like, you know, you cannot use, Ephesians to say to your wife, submit to your husband.
And then your wife will
say back to you, love your wife. Obviously members must be cultivated to respect the elders,
yeah?
Verse 18. For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain, and the laborer is worthy of his wages. So those who labor in the word and doctrine, they should be provided for. So meaning, if possible, you should share with these people. Again, I said, if you are the person concerned, you are the one who labors in the word and doctrine, you should not want exercise this right. Just like Paul mentioned in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
Among Ephesians, Paulo, Corinthians chapter 9.
Actually, he used none of his rights. He could have asked the church to support. He has the right, like Cyphers did, you know, bringing along, you know, a believing wife. But he did not do so. He did all this for the sake of the gospel. So, you know, when we serve the Lord, I think these are the things that we need to pay very careful attention
to.
Sometimes because we overemphasizing our rights. We even destroy the work that we have done for God. The gospel of God must come first. The spiritual well-being of the church must come first. In fact, our priority, our interest must be right down at the bottom. In this way, the gospel of God will not be spoiled. Okay, verse 19.
Verse 19.
Do not receive an accusation against an elder except from two or three ministers.
Kusewa kwa mukalamba wiumfuako kano kunte shiviri atemwa shitatu.
So, you know, when you want to accuse a worker of God,
ngamurefuaya ukusewa
You need what? You need, you know, witnesses. If there's someone who sinned against God, and is proven, and he has been proven guilty, and Paul says, this someone must be rebuked in the presence of all.
Paulo atira afuire akalipirwa pachinso chabonse.
So that the rest also may fear.
But
again, we said it depends on what kind of wrong we are talking about.
Kaini na Paul pari pafio chirubo cha msango shani icho tulela ndapo.
I think this has to be done very carefully.
Ichin tuvetwa sana mano.
If this is a repeated wrong.
Ngai chin chirubo icho chilewe kishwa fiyo sio nse.
If this person is covetous. You know, after many times of warning, he continued to repeat the same wrong. And then he has to be rebuked in the presence of all. So on the one hand, this is a warning to him. On the other hand, this is a reminder to all the brothers and sisters that they must be very careful with this person. So you find that everything that is to be done in the church must be in order.
Verse 21.
I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that you observe these things without prejudice, doing nothing with partiality.
Again,
here Paul charged him to do this thing.
Afana po Paulo amweva okuche chintu chimo chisuma.
Okay, so.
Lesa abad never prolonged, and it was off my time.
Okay. So Timothy was told not to show any partiality.
Kanshi Timothy bamwebe kutia titafuile abo wakapatulula iyo.
So the church world should not be governed by our emotion.
Kanshi mkutungula ulu kutata ufuile watungulua na kufuruafuruwa na nguunefiudule tontonga jifile fia titukua.
Every decision that we make in the church is directly responsible to God.
We are
accountable to everything that we have done in the church. That's why to be impartial is important. Otherwise we can be found guilty of what? Guilty of not fulfilling the law of God. James is saying that this is actually a very serious matter. It's a sin.
Verse 22. Kuleti mumbi yonga wem. Chabanga uluwe mbu lukalamba.
It's the same.
Uluwe mbu.
Okay, this picture.
Verse 8.
If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressor.
Ngachine chine mufishia malangwa ya bufumu umwabele lembo ili atila ulete mumu wiyonga we mwine ninshi mchita chisuma lelo nga musobolo la avantu awe mchito luwembu uli vashikulu inwe kumalango muli mpula mafunde.
So, you know, in all the things that we do, we have to ensure that it is done in what? In partiality.
That's
why here Timothy was warned by Paul.
Timothy ale sokwa na Paulo.
You know, being like a father to Timothy, he always charged him to, you know, to do certain things.
Kakubanga wishi alem soka mpungutita pintu fimo.
To charge me to command.
Mukupingula chembe kumukomesha.
Just like in chapter 4 verse 11, he also charged. This thing command and teach.
Pamonga fio chimu chapter 4 verse 11 amwele kutira ati muri fifintu ukonkomeshe nokusambirisha.
He also teach Timothy to charge people then what to do.
Kabiri asambirisha Timothy mukupingula abantu efio fuile vachita na kukweba abantu efio fuile vachita.
Like chapter 1 verse 3.
Pamonga chapter 1 verse 3.
Charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Charge the
if you're not papa,
not the teacher, yeah. Now we look at verse 22.
Verse 22.
Here it says, do not lay hands on anyone hastily.
Watila wivitila wivika wangu iminwe pamula pamuntu kukumushisha.
So, you know, obviously you are those who lay hands and you cannot simply lay.
Bali yaba tintile minwe pavantu teku vikafye mitwe maboku pavantu chibike vike iyo.
You must not rush into, you know, laying hand on others.
Wibutu kila moku tintila po minwe pavantu iyo.
Now when you lay hand on others,
ili mwa tintila minwe pavantu,
actually you are praying for this one.
Mukutila mureva pepela kwa abantu.
It's not that you are giving him anything. Tekutia
mureva pepela kwa chintu abantu
iyo. It's not that because you have power, that's why you lay hand on him.
Tekutia tinamu kwa tamaka echo mureva chintu abantu iyo.
Obviously, if God wants to work through you,
nga chakutila sa wambela mureva imwe.
Then that is the matter of God.
Ninshi efyo lesa tila chikwe.
When we lay hand on others,
lelo tule chintu abantu iyo.
We need to understand that we are helping this person, we are praying for this person.
Tufuile tuwa isho kutila chitule afurisho yumuntu, kai tule pepele kwa yumuntu.
We pray that God will grant whatever he desires.
Tulefa, tule pepa ukutila chile sa amu pe, sechu aleka mila.
It's not that through our laying of hand and this person that received what, you know, what he wants or what she wants.
Demkuti atumkuti ntilapo minwe pale uyu muntu emkuti ali nokupokela chonse cho alefwa yayo.
The power, the granting do not come from us.
Ukupela nangwa makata yafuma kuri vaifwe.
You know, the power and the granting come from the Lord.
Amaka nokupelwa kufuma kuri lesa.
We are just like, you know, someone there to help
Tulifenga wakafwa. Kabiribu. Waka pepa. Waka pepe na kwa nesu.
Here it also mentioned, do not share in other people's sin.
Kairi hapa. Tila mvula mvuluveli. Mvuluwe mvuluwa bantu bambi.
I think the English version is clear. It's very clear.
Fiarepo mchisungu. Filipe pabuelu.
In some translation it seems that this sharing in people's sin is connected to the laying laying of hands.
Atimukwaka inshako imembusha bantu bambe chaimi nako okuchita po minwe kubantu
bambe. Some people said if you are not careful,
bambe batila ngata uchenjele,
you lay hands on someone who has sinned,
wavika minwe pa muntu ugata ulubembo,
you share in his sin.
Awe mwaka inshuwa na mkwe ulubembo.
I personally don't think this is what
it means. Inepalu andi defyo chiriyo.
Because our experience is that sometimes when we lay hands on someone who has sinned,
and if we moshe yeswe ingetu atintira imine pa muntu ugata ulubembo,
actually God reveal that, you know, to the workers that, oh, this someone has sinned.
Lesa sokolo la kuba bonfi utetu awe yumuntu na bembuka.
So do not share in other people's sin.
I'll
give you an example.
Can Phil chap
mwena ko? We
have the Psalms. Malumbo.
Chapter 50.
Malumbo 50.
Now we read verse 18.
Velengen at verse 18. 50 verse 18.
When you saw a thing, you consented with him. Is that you agree with him? And then here it says,
and
have been a partaker with adulterers.
Kabiri abachende waba. Nabo isenge.
If you have seen a wrong done,
the wamuna ichibi chachitikwa,
you do not say anything about it.
Yaulandire po cha msangwefyo.
It's like you share in that person's
life. Ebukuti na yowe na usuminisha chintu cha chewe muntu. Tifye wino.
So to be honest, to be a worker of God is never easy.
Ukuwa mubo mfiwa kwa lesa, tachawa ichintuicha anguka iyo.
First of all, we are not perfect ourselves.
Chakuba ili hapo feta, tuli awa afikapo fie wino wino iyo.
We are in need of God's mercy.
Tule kabiloa kusana minua, na uluselua kwa lesa.
Secondly, we are told that we must not be partial.
Kabili, tuwa hiyo kutuwa, tuli fire, tuwa watu wakapatulula.
Thirdly, we must not share in the sins of others.
Kari cha utatuta, tuwule, utafuri, tuwa hule muluwa li, muluwa mbulu
wa vatu
wrong.
If you do not say anything about it, and then God will help you accountable. Just like 1 Timothy chapter 4, the first section talks about the great apostasy. What did Paul say to Timothy? He asked Timothy to instruct the brethren in these things. Meaning to warn the members against the infiltration of falsehood. If he failed to do it, he had a share in the sin of others. Even though he did not preach heresy, he would be found guilty of what? Consenting to what? To accepting
heresy.
So you find that to be a worker of God, you have to be very upright. We need the mercy of God because we are not perfect ourselves. I believe in this. As long as we have a mind that we want the church to be good, we want God's glory to fill the church. We want the will of God to be manifested and not our own. I believe that God will guide us.
Right?
We turn back to 22. Paul said to Timothy, keep yourself pure. Last part of 23.
na pando cha kulekelesha ko Paulo aiva Timothy ati aisunge umwene aiveke umwene kuba uwasanguluka.
Obviously being a youngster, he is a youthful man.
Akuba mwana umucheche ngumulumendo ari mulumendo fyo wafikapo.
So he is reminded what to keep himself pure.
Ari wasoko kucheche ave walungama.
Otherwise all the work that he has done shall what will be tainted and will be what corrupted.
Ngate fyo mulimo onso ya pyunga ngwe abomba kuti aba wafulunga nshuwa.
Here Paul
apa Paulo atila
okay, 23 and 24.
This one, 23, 24.
Here Paul was trying to help Timothy in terms of his health.
Apa Paulo alia furisha Timothy musango wa mwao wako na kubikashu wakwe.
It seems that he is having some sort of stomach problem. And then was a kind of a recurrent, illness. So Paul was like a doctor to him here.
Paulo alinga eshinganga kuri wene.
So he asked that he could drink a little wine for his stomach.
Echo amulombele kuti laule nwako umwanga shipa nono.
And you know, I once met a pastor from another church in the UK, in London.
Advasangile ko shima pepo umo bafumene nankwe.
We went to his church to preach.
I think last year we went.
So when we arrived then, quite a number of them, three or four, welcome us, and so we started talking.
Kwali abantu batatuna nguvane abo bapokelele kaifyafine.
So one of the issues he raised is this.
So
he asked me, do you believe in miracles, signs, and wonders? I said, obviously I do. You know what he said to me? Miracles and wonders are only for the establishment of the church. When the church first started, like the apostolic church, that's why you see miracles and wonders.
He
said after that no more. So I asked him, where do you get this idea from? Refer me to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse
23.
You see, Paul has no miraculous power anymore. Because he could not cure Timothy. That's why he asked Timothy to take some wine.
And
it's like he is saying that this miracles, the power of miracles and wonders, have subsided. How would you answer
him? He
said, towards the later part of the church, miracles, signs, and wonders disappeared. So that's why he doesn't believe in miracles, signs, and wonders.
How
would you answer? Yes.
Um, Paul's time, I think it was 2 a.m.
But I'm going to show you how to do it. Quite cool to kill a filly.
He said it was too early. Paul's time is 2 a.m. It would say for him to say the miracles were no longer in the church. Of course, we know that such things can cease as the people of God get corrupted.
Vatira kuti mushikasha kwa Paulo chechari chafika kuti ati basi vantu vatira kuti vyapwa lelo mushisa nshikuku twamuna.
I think it's the contrary.
Mukusana go.
That's why in Matthew chapter 24 it says false prophet can perform what mighty sign, even to deceive the elect.
The elect.
Yes. But again, just to wind up, Paul himself had the Bible says that the thorn in the flesh, and he prayed for it to, he prayed to God that God can take it away. But God did not take it away. So does it mean that then Paul could no longer pray for someone to be healed, that had ceased or not, or what? It has not yet ceased, but it was something that was best known by God.
That's it. If you feel that fear, if you are poor, you fear, if you are in a parish school.
So now the thing is this, Jesus said, miracles, signs, and wonders shall follow those who believe.
If sunko ne papa, ne fishwiro fi no kunka awaba sumina.
Whenever the gospel is preached,
you
find that this miracle sign wonders will follow.
Mala sa unga tke dwishwiro tu ne fishungsho fira kunka po.
I believe miracle sign wonders will only come to an end if the gospel has reached every corner of the world.
If into fikesa fe kumpela ngacha kuti imbilansu maya fika mukupinda tonse tune twacha.
Put it this way, the church has stopped preaching altogether.
Nango chiru uri kudalwa leka nomba nokushimikira.
Actually, Jesus Christ do not put a time frame to it.
Yesu Kristu tabi kapo ishita kuri chiyo.
Actually, it's a promise, isn't it?
Miracle
signs and wonders shall follow those who believe.
If sunshine if papa fino kuonka baliawa sumina.
Now verse 23.
Again
here we find that sometimes when if God wants to use a person.
Tulesanga tinga le sa alefa kubomfio muntu.
He has to put a thought in. Into the
kuti avika umunga mumuviri wa uyu muntu.
To me this is like a thorn to Timothy.
Ichi chadinga umunga kuri Timothy.
It can serve as a reminder
kuti chava chakutwibukisha
to him that he has been called by God to serve.
Chakumulanga ukuti la ena untu waitwa na lesa.
Whatever he has done without God, it is unachievable.
Tonse Josesho achita ukwabula lesa teti achipirikisha nakaira kuchita.
Now I think sooner or later you will discover if you want to be a worker, you will find that you have thorns everywhere.
Mukasanga ngomwepo kuya ukuba vava bomfi mushisa nshiko awe mukasanga kuti muri nenyunga ponse ponse.
Basically, this is the way by which God can bring you down to earth. For you to understand that the work that you are doing now is the work of God, is not your own work. So whatever you do, so you must what? Count on God.
Okay,
now we come back here, chapter 5.
That William chapter 5.
We read verse 24.
We read verse 24.
Some medicine are clearly evidence preceding them to judgment, but those of some men follow later.
Imembo shava tuamo shamonekela kavela shileta ngilila. Kuba kubupingo shilelo ishavambi shikonka po.
A few points here we can get it from here.
assumption are readily evident.
Some are
hidden.
Some
sin, and you know, some people who commit sin and they are punished almost immediately.
Where
some are not punished instantly.
But
the main point here is that it's not that God does not punish.
The
only thing is that the time has not come.
Now,
you know, in the Bible,
we are
told that God will not let a sinner go unpunished.
Where is that recorded? It's not in
your
book,
it's in the Bible.
God will not let a sinner go unpunished.
Exodus. Chapter
34. Exodus chapter 34.
Ukufuma 34.
Now we read verse 7.
Verse
7.
34:7.
Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the father upon the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation.
Usungira ava makana uluse, ule kelela amampulu novupulumushi noluvembu, kabiri avabi da kavali ngenga ka ava Aba kaele nangu pamo uringulwila amampulu yabashiwo pavana ukufika nakunkulo iyalenga shitatu neyalenga shine.
The same can be found in Numbers chapter 14.
Verse 18.
Practically
is
the same. Okay? God is absolutely merciful. But he is also absolutely just.
Kavili lesana o untuwa.
Now, if we know that God is absolutely
just,
what a sinner can do is to come before Him to ask for what? Forgiveness.
So,
I think this is very important. So, He will not simply, and He will not acquit the wicked. Now we turn back to chapter 5 of 1 Timothy.
1 Timothy chapter 5.
Likewise, the good works of some are clearly evident, and those that are otherwise cannot be hidden.
Nemirimo isuma ilemoneka ifyo fine kabiri iya ba umusango umbi teya kufiswa.
What is he talking about?
Alela ni pali fishi.
And those that are otherwise cannot be hidden.
Nabo bambi tabali ba kufiswa.
Is he saying that those which are not good works cannot be hidden?
So
good work will be seen by
others.
God knows every work that has been done.
Lesa alanga mulima na mulimo onse otwa chita.
Okay, so some this is chapter 5.
Yeah, chapter 5.
Any question?
Very good, for sure. Chapter
5,
verse 6.
Verse 22.
Chapter 5, verse 22.
Yeah, I didn't just say, I'm asking you, just to
go.
Okay, I first mentioned, yeah?
It
seems that there is a connection between laying hands and the sharing in other people's sin.
So
that's why, you know, some people said that when you lay hands, you shouldn't be too testy about it. For fear that you lay on someone who has sinned against God. But I don't think that is the case.
Yes, we are deaf.
But we have to be careful in laying hands. Obviously, we cannot simply lay hands on someone who has sinned mortally. This is being very cautious and being very careful. Paul says, do not share in other people's sin. Remember, I have given you an example. What example is that? Which example is that? Can you recall?
Yes, if you're a waker and you see some
no, I'm talking about the Bible. I'm giving you a biblical example.
Psalm 50 verse 18.
If you see a thief,
the mamonao mupupu,
you consent to his deed,
that
is sharing in his sin, isn't it? You see a thief, what you should have done is to report to the police or
whatever.
Another example in 1 Timothy chapter 5 is also used.
Chapter 4.
Because the first part of chapter 4 is talking about the great apostasy, isn't it?
And
Paul is talking about the work of the deceiving spirits. Now Timothy has been told about this kind of work. And Paul says that Timothy must instruct the members in this thing, meaning warn them against the work of the deceiving spirit.
If Timothy failed
to do it, it is like, you know, he had a share in infiltrating the falsehood in
the
So what is right must be stated very clearly. The other thing is, we cannot allow this kind of thing like falsehood here to infiltrate the church without warning the church.
Echi tsuminishe ubufiyu bwingi mukati kalo kuta ukwavula kusoka ulukuta.
Right? If we fail to do it, we are sharing in the sin of what?
Others.
Of others.
Ngatatuwuliremo tatsokele nishi natuwula mo uluvali mumembushewa nisubali abu tatsokele. Kampuika.
We have no scripture in the Bible that is closer to what we just read in 1 Timothy 5:22, that okay, which is relative to what you just said with someone on other people's opinion, say it's not where one prays for someone who has committed sin.
Plainly,
yes.
He said we have to be very careful. Very careful. That's why Paul says, do not be hasty or laying hands on others, anyone. Cannot be hasty.
You
must be careful.
And
I also think that this has a lot to do with the mindset.
Because the laying hands, lay hands on the sick and lay hands on somebody, they always speak to
to pray for him.
Yes.
You pray in reverence to God.
Likewise,
when you lay hand on others, the same attitude should be there. Reverence must be there. That's why Paul says, don't do it hastily. Whether you pray for someone for the Holy Spirit, or whether you are trying to pray to God to heal someone, and all this has to be done in reverence to God. It's a form of prayer.
Laying hand
is a form of you're praying for that guy. Just like you know, when you kneel down to pray, you have to pray with reverence
to God.
Yeah.
Maybe we can add on.
Chapter 5:16.
Just a contribution.
Hello.
Your point is.
Next contribute.
What do I for my own depot here?
On your behalf, what you are teaching.
Runda for Pastor Mulelanda. 1 Yohane 5:69. Go moon to Amona Munina, Alevembuka, Luvembu, Ulu Shaba, Lua Kutuala Kumfwa. Alombe, Nale Sakuti, Ampelo Mwell. Wababembu ulushaba lwakutwala kumfwa. Kabiri Uluvembo ulutwala kumfwa teulo teulo sosele teulo sosele ukuthi walulombele.
I think it's quite clear. Those who have committed a sin leading to death, but John says that what? I do not say that you should pray about that. Pray for the person. So if you don't pray for this person, then what should you lay on him? But now, any further question is not that we come to chapter 6, the last chapter.
And
the qualification of widows.
Widows.
Qualification. Say you should have washed the feet of the saints. Yes. Now, this products that now the Gentile church, is it the washing of saints when? I'm saying the washing of saints' feet.
Yes.
Among the Gentile church, like
in the time of Paul,
yes,
did they practice this?
Yes, was it the one which is linked with having a part with Jesus or a different one?
No, okay.
Yes, please.
But here, Kuteti, kusamba kwa makasa kwa ba mushlo, ukwa dipapasha kwa Paulo kubalesa makasa yaba tumwa. Ushe iliko ya rundikana ya tulesa tuwa sambirepo ya kusamba amakasa ya eo Yesu ati ya kusamba amakasa basambi wakwe panche ya kufuma umulu batisho mwana
yuba
lady ya mula ilo wamfumu.
We know that the foot washing sacrament is to be conducted by appointed workers.
Kusamba kwa makasa It's not
like something that anyone can do. To me, washing the feet of the saint is a gesture of being hospitable.
This
is only a cross reference. Then you can turn to Romans chapter 12.
Yeah? This mentioned foot washing.
But it talks about being hospitable.
Roma chapter 12.
We read verse 13.
Verse 13.
Chapter 12, verse 13.
Chapter 12, verse 13.
Distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality.
Kila kwawa mushilo vasangwileni ifyenu.
Right. So saints have come.
Ilo vatumo vaisa.
You provide their meat.
Emo peo kavila kwawo.
And you treat them hospitably.
Emo kutila mwawa pokele wino wino fye.
You know, if that is, you know, if foot washing is a practice in that local place.
Nga kusamba kwa makasa. Erutambi na mumwa to mwa yenchende.
I mean the customary practice.
Ngaji rutambi.
Then the same service must be rendered to the same.
Kanshi chitu chumwe ngajita kuwa mshilo. Champuika.
That's one question.
Ili kushina limbi.
1 Timothy chapter 5, the same one.
Verse
1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1.
And the last verse where he's talking about
verse 25.
Laying of hands.
That is 22.
Yes.
22.
Because we know that this is a letter which was written to Timothy.
Twice of Tati, Ninkalata, Lembebe, Kuri, Timothy, Wadi, Mulumendo.
And according to what we have learned,
Kuninganefe to Asambilila,
he has been ordained as a minister.
Ali wachitrapu mino eno kuba ngakapyunga.
Now, in our case,
kuri ifwe muru kukutuwa lwesu,
according to the teaching,
kulingana masambiriro ya,
is it genuine that anybody can lay hands upon anybody in case of
kwe ticha wa mtu onse kuti atintire minwe pa mtu uli onse mwa.
For this way, yes, if you look at the relationship between Paul and Timothy,
mwenye tuchivike mwenye mwenye gulupuwa na kukua mpano kwa lipo pakatika kwa Paulo na Timothy
and his relationship with Titus,
kaino rupuwa na kukua mpano kwa kukua kwa itipa muna Tito.
For example, he gave instruction to Titus to what? To appoint elders, isn't it?
Kwa muna tuape apele Tito amakaya kusonta intungulushi.
It's like Paul knew the situation well.
Nje mwana kwa watu Paulo ali someneno kumana wino wino ichindu wino.
He has been in the ministry long enough to know what to do.
Ali wakukula mulukuta na mkupiunga mkuchiva fya kuchita.
In our work in Africa, for example,
mirimo yesu pamonga ife tuli muno mu Africa,
sometimes we do appoint people to go ahead even though they are not.
Panchitaimo tusonta avantu kutitila po minwe pa avantu vambi na mutabaya tiba titilo po minwe avantu.
We also ordain people to do what emergency baptism.
Kaili tutituweva avantu vamo tuwa titilo po minwe pa kutila tibale vatisha avantu mkwa mfianya. Akuti zingacha kutu muntu na mulu elenga nashi. Taiti mutupe mbele yo.
By the time, if you wait for that, the guy might die.
Ngamati pembera ifo kutuma uyu muntu afwa.
So we appoint people to lay hand to do emergency, you know.
Tuasonta abantu kuti tubale chito iyo chito iyo.
So this is what we practice.
Efyo tuchita.
What?
Yamfuika.
Any further problem?
Ili kushina limbi, chisuma.
So you need to raise your hand first.
Verse 23.
It is talking about here in verse 23 is talking about Paul telling Peter telling Timothy to drink a little bit of wine, and he says there are those people drink beer, and this is their reference. Now please, if you can help him to by giving him some chapters and verses or books where the Bible says you should not drink beer. They say the Bible does not say one should not drink beer.
The Bible does not say that you should not drink McCoy.
At the Bible, yatila umuntu kapale pochale batemfule mwanu wa mkoyo hiyo.
You know, anything that is alcohol in content.
Don't say chocha kwa tamo ifukoshi na kufia kwa watu mwakolwa.
If you take it, it will lead to drunkenness.
Singa mwinga machi nwa ching kutia mtuwala mkukolwa.
Like what we have said before.
Pamanga futa tuatulanda pana mtulanda lionse.
The principle is this.
Icha itishinka ni ichi.
Your beverage is not wine.
Chakulia na mchakuna wachemte mwangashi.
Why do you want to drink beer? It's so expensive and also, you know, can cost you to get drunk.
Nishi mwinganwina mwangashi. Kai kucha milenga imwe kukukolwa.
No, you know now, wine has different names, isn't it?
Mwangashi wali kwa tama shine ya pusana.
In those days, the Bible only generalizes anything that costs drunkenness.
Mwile nishita chonse cha jirengele mtu kukolo chari ni mwangashi.
Now you have different name like what? Budweiser, I don't know.
Lelo natu kwa tama shina ya pusana ya mnyangashi.
What is your local beer? What do you call it?
Numba uvalu wawe ni munu uvalu wa nishitua kwa ta.
Katata.
Katata.
Kuri katata. Lutuku,
Lutuku, Katata,
Mosi, Mbote.
All this can you drum, you
know? You say, if you could feel me, then get more kukorua.
And the Bible said, drunkenness is a sin.
Alanda chukukolwa kolwa luve mbo na kukolwa luve mbo. Baba fire landa.
This one we don't encourage members to drink.
Efcho tufuaya membera ukula nwa na kuvava kolwa kolwa iyo.
There's no need to learn from others because this is not your beverage.
Ninshi tungasambira kuva nesu but if it efcho tunwa ifoi na ngofe tusta iyo. Ya. We would like to ask for verses.
To back up that we shouldn't bring wine.
Yes.
Yeah, he wants the chapters.
The chapters.
To be telling
you. You want to give the verses?
I just want to contribute to this
question. First thing you should understand, you let him understand why Timothy was instructed to take a little wine.
And we feel why you should have put Paulo. I bet you more to tell you. I know I could manga shoot you, no, no. The problem of Tila, I regret your wife, your mala.
Well, the way he's portraying the question is slightly. Paul was telling you to drink a little wine.
It's not getting
up. He didn't show you avoid it till a quati, but it's a Paulo, I remember Paulo, I remember Timothy Gutila tea. I didn't know to manga shoot you, no, no.
I don't know. If you read it very carefully, this wine here is like a kind of medicine to Timothy because he was having some stomach
problems.
That's why Paul says if you continue to drink water, maybe you make your stomach worse. So a little wine will help.
Okay, verses that talk about we shouldn't drink
before
verses. Like today, I think there's no need you can advise the member to drink beer because of the stomach
problem. First of all,
we are not doctors, okay? Some beer may cause the stomach to become worse. If you know the problem very well, if you know the solution is to the problem, and you know for sure that this is the way to cure, to treat the problem, okay, fine, you may do it. Who has war, who has sorrow, who has contention, who has complaint, who has wounds without cause, who has redness of eyes, those who linger long at the wine, those who go in search of mixed wine. Now, do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in a cup, when it swirls around smoothly, and the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. So, meaning, you know, don't look at it.
Don't look at it.
So, you know, if you don't look at it, it means that what? You don't touch it, you don't. Because he says eventually it will bite like a serpent. I'd like to read another passage in Proverbs. Chapter 31. Yes, this is the word to what? Verse 4, verse 5, verse 6. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes intoxicating drink. meaning, you know, to be, you know, the mother here was talking to the son. Obviously, her son was the king, King Lemuel. We can look at it in this way. Today, we are also kings with God in His kingdom. Now, the reason given for not drinking is in verse 5. Lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the justice of all the afflicted. Give strong drink to him who is perishing and wine to those who are bitter of hearts. So again, yeah, we find that it's not advisable to drink.
Right?
There's no need to drink. You know, some elderly people that drink a little bit before they go to bed because it helps what? The plus circulation is for it's for medicinal value. Again, I said, if wine is not your beverage, then why should you drink? See what Paul says
here?
If Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the
Spirit.
So again, the advice is not to be drunk with wine. You never know, you know, your limit. Some people can get drunk just with a tiny sip. That's why we said drunkenness, according to the Bible, is a sin. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 7 to 12.
Kalanda kuba chelelo luchelo chelo va supila kukunwa ichikola. Aba kokola ukufika kumachacha wasuka umwangashi wababimbule mitima kwaba nomusango nempango akaoma ne chimpeta nomwangashi kumitebeto yawo lelo umulimo wakwa Yehova Tavawangwa, nature chitua, kuminwe yakwe, tava chimona.
Proverbs 20, verse 1.
Amapinda 20, verse 1, apofya, pasoswa amashui yamoyene. Amapinda 20, verse 1. Amapinda 20, verse 1. Amapinda 20, verse 1. Patila Jehovah aquas aquas
Proverbs.
You said it?
Proverbs.
Oh, I use another. Amapinda. Mukanwana landa findi. Mukanwana landa findi. Amapinda 20 verse 1. Umwangashi wa miponto ne chakunwa ichikola champoma onse upumbukilamo tava na mano.
What? Okay, any further questions?
Nah.
Just an addition, maybe scripture to First Corinthians chapter 6.
Kaverenge kwa wenda Korinto wa kubaira from chapter 6. Wenda Korinti wa kubaira po chapter 6. Corinthians chapter 6 verse 10-13. Chapter 6 verse 10. Nangu wapupu nangu varinso. Nangu awa kolovu alwa nangu vansele nangu pondo tava kapiane ufumu vakwalesa. Verse 13. Ifirio fiachifu nechifu cha filio. 13 I've read. Okay, saying the intestine is for food and the food for the intestine, eh?
Stomach.
The stomach, yes.
Okay.
Palestine, Valenwa.
But you see the danger.
Number one, you watch your wine, you
but what I said, your beverage is not wine.
Because it's what they chow muria imwe. They mwangashi yo.
For them it is.
Kuvene, what kuvanwa?
So why? That's why I said, if you drink, if you do not control yourself, you get drunk, and that's the sin.
Ngachakuti mwano mwakano kupindura kuri aimwe chavarume mbonomba.
We see the danger of drinking.
Kula mona uwa chuwa ba mukunwa.
So there is no need to drink.
Kansha chikabira ifo ya kutule inwa iyo.
On top of that is very expensive.
Nokulunda pukabiri ya mtengo nga nanshi.
Is it also?
Efifine mwa.
Yes.
Ema this by pokono lakwa aini.
Those are the verses you have defended yourself with.
No, we are not defended. We are not trying to defend us. We are trying to say that it is dangerous, right?
Which
involves in drinking.
That today, chingia kufuwe neyo. That today, manawa fiwa abamo mukolwa.
We are not saying that because Paul says you can do anything. You can do all things.
Paulo achete kutoa chechi chonse mufintu fionse.
But not all things is beneficial for you.
Lele fionse fio munga nongela moimwe.
So likewise within the church.
Pamunga mulukuta.
Obviously we give advice.
Chine chentu lapela. Fipo pena kukusambisha. Kupa chenchisha kwa
ntu. We give advice that is best to the church.
We fuile tuapela. Ile anulisuma kukulukuta.
We are not trying to defend ourselves.
Tatule chingilela yo.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm. But is that what you meant?
They drank and they were saying it's right. It's correct.
You, to be honest, you can't argue with someone who is a drunkard.
Deti kuanda kupumzwe, deti mutampe kutarishanya na mtu uyi ukolwa kolwa na ngu ukolwa uwa unwa chakunwa.
Okay. But it's not that we return to chapter 6 now.
Natu wele chapter 6.
We are a bit behind schedule.
Natu shadila kupanuma.
Okay, chapter 6 here talks about, again, a few issues here and there.
Chapter 6 now, ile landa, pafintu fimango fukumo.
How, the first part is about how to respect, their masters.
Ile landa, pamulandu, wakuchindika, intungulushi.
The second section is about the danger of being greedy or being covetous.
Kaita mchacha kongkapo. Chalung kumbwa nangu ukuwa bantu vate wabulili.
And the errors that come with being greedy.
Kai nefi bifi isamo kuna ukuwa kwacha mtumo wabulili.
The third section is about, confessing Jesus.
Nichakula kerecha chile pamulandu wa kulapila. Yes,
The example of Jesus Christ is used here.
The
fourth part is about the instruction to be given to the those who have a lot, to the rich. Finally, is about how to keep our faith. Okay, let's look at the first part. Yeah? Verse 1 and verse 2.
Verse 1
and
2.
Now, if you, Paul is saying that if you are a born servant, I mean, firstly, if you are a slave, you must honor your master.
Yes, okay.
Count him worthy of all honor. Now, so that the name of God and his doctrine may not be blasphemed. Now, we know that the duty of a slave is to listen to the master. In those days, they were physical slaves. So being a slave, obviously he is required to obey. This is to ensure that the word of God and God himself will not be blasphemed. Now, and those who have believing masters,
Verse 2.
Let them not despise them. Who is this them and them? Who is this? Now, the first them refers to who? Obviously, to me, the first them refers to the slaves. First them refers to who?
Ngai ishwi yapo abadi nivani.
The servants.
The servants.
Abasha.
So the servants should not despise the masters because they are present.
Yes.
But rather serve them, because those who are benefited are believers and beloved. Teach and exhort these things.
Abani nabashukuri wabachitekera bevachita misula pakuti nivamunyina bo lelo ababombe ukuchishapo. pakuti vantu avatetekera kaviri avatemwikwa avakumako kufya mulimo yavo yonse milimo yavo yonse.
There are two parts to this teaching here.
Pari masambire kumbari shiviri cha masambire.
If you are the master,
ngauri niwe mtungulushi,
then you must learn to treasure your slave.
Ufire wa kwatila kuchindika musha ove.
On the contrary, if you are a slave,
kavire mukupusa nakonga niwe musha,
then you must learn to what? Honor your master.
Ufire wa pero mchinshi uyo ule kutungulula.
You know, if you are, if you are, if you are the master, you must, you must not ill treat your slave. It's like there are so many things that Timothy must do. That's why we said that, like Timothy was given a huge task. To put in place a proper order in the church. I find that this is very important as well. Like, you know, if you go to a newly established area, order must be put in place. For example, order with regards to worshipping. How worship should be done. Must be put in place. Otherwise members do not know what to follow. You find that they can choose to do what they feel like doing. You find that this is not beneficial to them. So we must put in place a proper order for the church. Now let's look at verse 3 to verse 10. Verse 3. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not confess the wholesome word, even the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accord with godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with dispute, argument over words, from which come any strife, reviling, envy, suspicions.
Nesambisho ilialingana na vukapepa. Nishi atumikwa taishi vanangu chimo lelo asava ila fe ifya fikansa no lubuli luafyevo muri ifyo mufuma akalumwa ukusaka manami ponto ukutunga nyefya bufi.
You know that the church that we are in is a true church. But the church has not yet reached perfection. Honestly, we say her system still has much room for improvement. But as workers of God, we must learn to comply with the what? With the system of the church. If you truly have the hearts of improving the church, but you see that the system is not perfect, or certain aspect of the system should be improved in a certain manner, you should let your view known the through a proper channel.
Ufile walenga kwishwa amatontonka yoyobe mushira yayana.
There is no need for us to challenge the, you know, the system of the church.
That ufile twakwata makaya kutatnomba state that kanu church chikwa muinshira awe.
You need to understand that, you know, sometimes the system of the church has been set up through many prayers and through many meetings.
Bantu mwisho kutela tumutantu walu kuta walibi kwako kupitila mkupepelela po kairina mkusangu mkula nshanya pa mwishpista ishenge.
Even though it is still open to improvement.
Nangu jilita isuka kukuta atitua wamisha kumu ino wino.
Here Paul is saying, if anyone who does not agree or does not consent to the wholesome word of the Lord,
Papa Paulo aletira ngomuntu asambi shisha mumbi no kana yangwe fyevo fituntu fya kwa shukuru ifo Yesu Kristu.
Or someone who is challenging the belief of the church.
Ne sambi shisho ili alingana na vuka pepa.
He is proud and he knows nothing.
Nishi aitumika taishwa nangu chimo.
He can become obsessed with dispute and argument over words.
Lelo asaba ilafia ifia fikansa no luburi rafievo.
This will only create strife, you know, jealousy and even evil suspicions.
Muri ifio mufuma akaluma ukukansana imiponto ukutunga nyefia bubifi.
I think it is of vital importance for us to stop this from happening.
Chawe chikankara kuri baifwe kukulesha ifintu kuti file chitikamuka tikalukuta.
That's why among workers we must have this one mutual respect.
Kuti pakati kava vomfifwe fwe twakwata kuchinjikishanya.
This mutual respect must be built upon our respect for the word of God.
Uyu muchinshi ufire wawa wakulwa pachewa chakwalesa.
It must be built upon our will to put the word of God into good use.
Fwe chakulwa mkubika ichewa chakwalesa mubuyano.
You know, if we do not respect the word of God,
ngata chindike ichewa chakwalesa,
surely you will see a lot of our suspicion in the church.
Awo mkawasangu kuchati mkawa kutunginshanya mkatikalu kuta.
You will see backbiting.
Kawa
rumors, backbiting, slandering.
Ukaba ukupotelana nangu ukulandira kweba ulaba nenu.
And this is not helpful to the church.
Ichi chami fiami ponte fionsete fia wa ifisuma iyo.
So we must all demand ourselves to comply with the wholesome word of the scriptures.
Listen,
Sandra.
Amen.
And we take a break and come back.
Courage. Thank you.